Well, medicine and politics are colliding in Pennsylvania. A bill making its way through the legislature has split a community brought together by a common diagnosis, and it could be the next front in the abortion debate. Shai Ben-Yaakov from member station WHYY in Philadelphia reports.
Hi, Lynn. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Lynn and Kevin Edis of Northwest Philadelphia had a difficult time starting a family.
I actually had three miscarriages before I became pregnant with Hazel, and
that's Hazel playing on the floor with her dad. Hazel is 20 months old. When I arrive, she smiles and waves at me, and while she can't yet walk, she squirms and rolls around the room with ease. Hazel has Down syndrome. Her diagnosis was a shock for both parents.
I remember being at work, and Kevin and I at the time worked together, and the genetic counselor called me, and I left the office, and I went over to Kevin's desk, and I was crying.
Many parents in this situation say their world shifts at the moment they get the diagnosis. There are a million questions. Can I give this child what they need? Who will take care of them when I'm gone?
And you think to yourself, can I handle this?
Lynn and Kevin decided to move forward with the pregnancy. A few months later, Hazel was born.
You know, I think all that worry we had beforehand went away the second she was born. And, we fell in love with her right away, obviously.
Have all the members voted? The clerk will record the vote. The yeas are 139, the nays are 56.
In April, Pennsylvania lawmakers approved a bill that would ban abortions in cases like Hazel's, where there was a prenatal diagnosis of Down syndrome. It has yet to be taken up in the Senate, and the governor has said he would veto it if it reached his desk. Similar laws have already passed in four other states. Two, in Ohio and Indiana, have been suspended following court challenges from the ACLU. The bill is creating a divide within the Down syndrome community. Lynn and Kevin Edis love their daughter, but they don't support this bill.
I believe that it's a woman's right to choose to keep a child or not. We made the right choice for us. I don't think that it's the government's right to tell somebody that they have to have a child because they have a certain diagnosis.
But advocates like Jeremy Samick frame the bill as anti-discrimination legislation. He's senior counsel with the Pennsylvania Family Institute. The group points to places like Iceland, where nearly all such pregnancies are terminated.
When they promote it, they talk about it being an eradication of Down syndrome as if they've eradicated a disease. But we would never say that we've eradicated homelessness by eradicating homeless people, right? And I think that's essentially what they're doing here.
Samick speaks from a position at an organization opposed to abortion, but he also speaks as a parent of a child with Down syndrome.
For our daughter, we adopted her. She's doing wonderful. She engages everybody she meets, smiles at strangers, waves at strangers, talks to strangers.
At the heart of this debate is a question. Can the government stop parents from choosing which children to have? It's not an easy one to answer. In Pennsylvania, there's only one restriction on abortion, says Temple University law professor Rachel Rebuchet.
There are 8 states, I think, that have sex-selective abortion bans.
Pennsylvania is one of 8 states where you can't terminate a pregnancy because of the sex of the baby. In 2 of those 8, Illinois and Indiana, the laws have been halted by federal judges. Rebuchet says these cases will likely wind their way through the courts, possibly as far as the Supreme Court.
I think that, you know, if you ask most people, should people be able to terminate pregnancies for any reason, and what about if the reasons, you know, eye color or sex, gender, you know, people start to have very complicated reactions.
When we look at the word eugenics itself, this fits squarely within that box.
Again, Jeremy Samick.
It's an effort to look at society and say, this is what we think the standard of perfection is when it comes to human beings. And those kind of things ought not happen.
All of the parents I spoke with agree. Their children have enriched their lives. But the most vociferous critics of this legislation argue it has nothing to do with Down syndrome. Rabbi Mordechai Liebling is a liberal activist who also has a 27-year-old son with Down syndrome.
I think it's reprehensible that they are using children with Down syndrome, you know, as a wedge in this issue.
Temple's Rachel Rebuchet agrees lawmakers pushing the bill seem to have an underlying motive.
It's clear that these laws are being passed by Republican legislators based on model legislation that Americans United for the Defense of Life publishes. And the laws are designed to really test the constitutional claims that attach to abortion.
And when the bill's sponsor, Pennsylvania House Speaker Mike Terzai, talked about the bill on the House floor, he talked about more than just Down syndrome.
In the end, abortion is a violent act, not against potential life, but against a living, growing human being, a life with potential.
If the bill does become law, abortion rights groups are vowing to fight it in court. For Here and Now, I'm Shai Ben-Yaakov.